Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one pure-hearted page of Talmud each day. And today's daf, Bava Metzia 34, kicks things off with a mystery. We learn of a person named the Shomer Chinam, or an unpaid bailey. Imagine asking your friend to watch over your sheep, say. You say something like, hey man, I'll pay you for the trouble, but he says, nah, it's all good, I got you covered. That makes the friend a Shomer Chinam, which is not only a great category of pal to have, but also, no surprises there, a particular legal category in its own right, because if something, God forbid, happens to your sheep, the Shomer Chinam doesn't have to pay you back if the animal is, say, lost or stolen. All he has to do is take an oath saying, you know, I did my best to watch over your poor sheep, and I'm really sorry it ran away or was stolen or something, but it's not my fault. If he does that, he has no further obligation. Not so fast, says Rav Chuna on today's page. Imagine the following scenario. A Shomer Chinam is on duty, and the animal is lost or stolen, and then the Shomer says, you know what, I'm not going to take any oath, but I'm willing to pay you the value of your beastie. What did the sheep cost? $200? Here, take the money. What do you do then? Simple, says Rav Chuna. We make the Shomer swear, nonetheless, that he doesn't have the animal or whatever it was that he was watching, lest he, enav natanbo, or put his eyes on it, coveted it. Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz teaches us that this interpretation troubled many of the great rabbinic elucidators of the Talmud. Why does Rav Chuna say that? If the Shomer, after all, agrees to pay for the lost or stolen object, isn't he a scrupulously honest dude? Why make him take the oath as well? He already paid up. He fessed up. He put his money where his mouth is. Because, the rabbis say, the sin the Shomer may be committing here isn't lo tignov, or don't steal, but lo tachmod, or don't covet. They're imagining, in other words, a Shomer who says, hey, I said the animal was lost, but then I paid for it, so it's legally mine. No problem and no sin committed, and now I have this beautiful sheep I always wanted. For this reason, the rabbis did not tread lightly here. Many centuries later, that other brilliant theological thinker, St. Thomas Aquinas, contemplated coveting at length. Coveting, the Christian saint agreed with the rabbis, was a complicated feeling, and it may arise from positive inclinations as well as negative ones, because human desire, alas and hallelujah, has no boundaries. We want things, and just as a man or a woman out of the goodness of their heart could want to do something amazing and nice for a friend, like watch their animal for a day or two, so too may they become overwhelmed by a desire to behave badly, by wanting that sheep so much that they're willing to, you know, do some unscrupulous things to get it. And when that happens, this desire, Aquinas warned us, destroys our inner peace. It makes all of our earthly possessions worthless to us because we grow so obsessed with owning this one thing we don't have and can't own. It clouds our sense of justice. It drives us further from our fellow man and from God. The more one loves, Aquinas reasoned, the less one covets. To covet is to grow colder, less loving, more wicked. And it is a very difficult sin to regulate, as it is a sin of thought and feeling, not of action. Rav Chuna, bless him, understood all that very well, which is why he insisted we go beyond the Shomer Chinam's deeds, after all he paid for the lost animal in full, and examine his heart instead. It's a wise insight, one that we should direct, as always, first and foremost, inwards, towards our own hearts and our own souls and our own selves. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile.
As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramuccio, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butting, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.